Brisbane. It's 7 minutes past six.
Steve Austin on ABC Radio Brisbane.
This week the state government announced they would be upgrading six train stations on the Beenleigh rail line. The works include new lifts, overpasses and plans to build an additional platform at the Fairfield, Yeronga, Yerongpilly, Baruka, Rockley and Salisbury train stations. The state government says it's in preparation for the long-awaited Cross River Rail project and also to bring these stations in line with current disability standards. But disability advocates disagree, saying it's just a band-aid solution to a much wider problem. Jeff Trappett is a disabled person from Inclusion Moves, a disability advocate. What is the wider problem, Jeff Trappett?
The wider problem, Steve, is that we've still only got just over half of the train stations on the Queensland Rail Network being compliant with federal legislation. So to add an extra six in there is really only, as we've said, a band-aid solution.
At least they're having a go, though.
You could say that. I look forward to the day when we... when the upgrades for people with disability aren't actually news, though, Steve. To me, there's no need for a press release when you're simply upgrading stations to be compliant with legislation that's been around for over 10 years. That just shouldn't be news.
So it's been 10 years and that where the state has not been complying with federal requirements.
No, we've had compliance deadlines from 2017 where 90% of stations needed to be accessible, and as I've just said, we're still only just over 50, so we're still quite a ways behind. We've had the Minister, Minister Bailey, say in estimates last year he didn't think that they'd make the next compliance target, which isn't until 2022 when all stations should be accessible. So we're certainly looking forward to a state budget that outlines a roadmap to actually reach that compliance target. That's what people with disability are really crying out for.
My guest is Jeff Trappett from Inclusion Moves. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. How many more stations are yet to be fixed so that they'll just simply comply with federal anti-discrimination laws?
We're only just over half, so that's about 82 of about 160 odd on the network, Steve. So we've got a fair ways to go when we're talking project management. This is something that has been ignored for way too long, and it's starting to become a snowballing issue where time's running out, and that's something that really shouldn't have happened. And you've got to start thinking, where are those heads rolling in the bureaucrats within TMR and Queensland Rail that haven't moved on this issue up till now? To leave it too late is really playing with people's lives. We've got people with disability that are having to choose where they live and where they work around what stations are accessible, and there's not too many other sections of the community that need to choose where they live depending on where a station's accessible.
Jeff, I'm still puzzled. What good are the stations being compliant if the trains aren't suitable for people with disability issues? In other words, the trains aren't compliant. What's the point of rushing the stations when a disabled person might be able to get onto the platform, but they can't get onto the new trains?
In effect, Steve, it's two separate issues, but they certainly do both fall into the same category of state government just not taking their compliance to federal legislation seriously. We saw that with NGR, with the trains not being compliant. Now we're seeing it with station upgrades. It's a situation where the state government needs to see these compliance deadlines not as optional, but as they are compliance deadlines under federal legislation. We need to start. People with disability need to start seeing heads roll if they're not met.
Now, we did put in a request to speak with the Transport Minister, Mark Bailey. Sadly, he was unavailable. They've given me a statement, and in the statement it says that Queensland Rail meets with quarterly to consult with groups like Vision Australia, Spinal Life Australia and MS Society as part of its accessibility reference group on access issues to the rail network. Is that working? Is that accessibility reference group working? Or is there why is it the state government doesn't seem to be getting the message on the issue of fixing things?
I believe I've read that statement probably 20, 30 times now, Steve. It's really not answering the question. It's a question of outright compliance. They can consult, but when you're not meeting deadlines, then what are you really consulting about? The system isn't about whether you, the issue isn't whether you're consulting well or not well. The issue is about this should be business as usual for government departments to meet compliance deadlines. If it's not business as usual, then really, what is the point in consulting?
Thanks for your time, Jeff.
No problem. Thank you, Steve.
Jeff Trappett from Inclusion Moves. We did ask the Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, onto the program this afternoon. He's not available. He's given me the statement. Let me read it to you. The Palaszczuk government is investing $357 million in station accessibility upgrades across southeast Queensland. This week, we announced major accessibility upgrades to six stations on Brisbane's south side from Fairfield to Salisbury and held information sessions for the new East Ipswich line. It adds to station upgrades under construction at Moray Field, Boondall, Strathpine, and design work underway for stations at Dakabin, Auchenflower, Baranda, and Cannon Hill. These upgrades will include new lifts, raised platforms, overpasses, bike facilities, and more. I've already read the rest of the statement to Jeff Trappett, which you've already heard about.
Hello, Linda Mott.